Morris is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, D-O-M-P-H, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and Flight Surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase.
That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that
83,000 per year to, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of the unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically, 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests. So,
my passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Very, very, very thankful to have you with me today. And I've got a lot of information we're going to bring you today. Hour number two, we're going to have a full hour with our counselor, John Euler, who was with us yesterday. And John is going to be helping us to get a better handle on the extent of the grooming and the pedophile issue that is happening. And this, so many people, I think, have raised a concern. Parents are quite concerned about what's happening with the sexualization of their children. And as a father and a grandfather, I believe rightfully so. But what do you do? How do you identify? How do you identify changes in your child's behavior? How do you respond to the changes in their behavior? How do you identify a teacher that might be the cause of the problem, or another adult at the school that your student, that your child is attending, or maybe somewhere else? Doesn't even just have to be at school. So we're going to talk about all of that with John Euler, who is a professional licensed counselor who spent a number of years in the Pennsylvania correctional system working with those that caused the injuries and the damages and trying to help them to rehabilitate. And as he said yesterday on the program, with all sin, folks, there's only one path to rehabilitation. And that path is through Jesus Christ. And that's it. He is literally the only pathway by which one can anticipate, and expect to make it. And to change and to actually have a lasting change in your life. Rehabilitation is the only way that happens. I am working right now on finding a video that I shared. Another one of those videos that you share on your Facebook that Facebook makes the decision that they are, I guess they don't like it. They don't like what it says. They don't agree with it. I'm not exactly sure how it is that they make it. I did see an interview late last night, which I thought was a very good thing. And that was that Alex Berenson's case got past the summary motion for dismissal, and Facebook had to address it, and so they immediately went to settlement with him. So I have resent my appeal in early this morning, late last night, saying, okay, under the precedent of the Berenson case, I can sue you, and I won't settle for less than damages. I want some money out of you. Look, the wicked have the riches that are stored up for the righteous, and Twitter sure has a lot of those. So, but at any rate, they can pay me for the damages that have been done by my inability to access Twitter. I'll show you. This is precisely what happens to me, when I go. If you're watching, go to chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. So when I go over and I try to sign in to Twitter, I click on the Twitter link, and now it's just giving me this funny blankness. All right, so let me go down here and log out. And now let me go over here and sign in. There we go. Okay, now it sent me a little code that I got to put in order to verify who I am and all that good kind of fun stuff. So hang on a second while I punch that code in, and then you're going to see the screen that they give you. Okay. Before you scroll, got it. And they had a little blue mark that came. Yes, here we go. Your account is permanently suspended. Your account is permanently suspended. So that's what Twitter's message is to me. And I'm permanently suspended for referring to Eric Swalwell as a Chinese spy whore. Eric Swalwell is the member of the House Intelligence Committee that was sleeping with a known Chinese prostitute spy who was using her madam position to get into the, into the offices of high level intel people. She was placing her girls with them on the recommendation of Mr. Eric Swalwell. So actually what I stated was a fact. He was sleeping with a Chinese spy whore. And, Twitter said, no, that's, you're being mean. It's funny because I've seen a whole lot more mean things than that that have been said and had meaner things than that said about me on the platform. But at any rate, excuse me. Okay. Let's see. So, okay. This is the one I wanted to show you. And, I'm going to, all right. So hang on a second. We're going to refresh this page because I also want to share this with you. And, that's from Clarence Thomas's, Supreme Court nominee. What do you call that? When he was brought before the Senate and went through that process. All right. So here we go. This is, life stories. These are current life stories out of Ukraine. And I will, I'll read the translations for you. And those again that are watching, on TECNTV.com and at our website at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. You'll be able to see these people, as they describe what happened to them. But check this out. Oh, wait. That went faster than I could read. Man, I got to get my eyes turned on this morning. All right, here we go. Praise God that they, the Russians, were not driving their vehicles on our streets and did not destroy something from that side of the field. Our neighbor's new house, as it burned down and it seemed like they aimed at our home too. I feel sorry for our neighbor, but truly God is in the world because I prayed until my mouth was dry for the safety. Now this is another elderly woman who is sitting on what appears to be kind of like her bed in her living room. She says, thank you that you do not forget about old people like me. Pastor Vitaly and his team, have been going around the Ukraine, handing out and passing out aid and going at great risk to themselves to different places to pick up, these supplies, these humanitarian aids, and then delivering them to these elderly people who are unable to go out. So here she says, thank you that you do not forget about old people like me. I hope that there will be peace, that war would stop, because we suffered so much during this winter and spring, while we lived in cold cellar without any necessities. Now we pray to the Lord that there would be no war, that God would influence Putin. May everything be according to God's will. And now we have an elderly woman who is standing outside in her yard in front of her gate. She says, I was almost the only person left on our streets. We were bombed, therefore I was shaking. For a whole month I wouldn't take off my clothes, shoes, and shawl. I was praying every minute. I said to the Lord, please help me go through this disaster. Give them wisdom to stop bombings. But they continued shelling us and it made my house shake. These are real people, real stories, and real God's help. I posted on my page about this. I shared this on my page and I honestly don't know what Facebook did with the post. But I ask the question, you know, do these look like evil Nazi Ukrainians? Putin is a liar. He's trying to wipe these people off the face of the earth. Imagine you're in your house and your body is shaking to the bone from bombings. Russia has no right to invade a sovereign nation. The Russian Orthodox Church is run by people who have no idea who God is. They're supporting the extermination of an entire people, genocide, just like the churches in Europe stood back and supported Hitler as he gathered up and murdered the Jews in the Holocaust. Russia had its Holodomor and Germany its Holocaust. The church in both cases has innocent blood on its hands, and once again, they do today. We'll be back with more after this.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process. process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I want to share this with you. I previously broadcast this. It's Dee Dee Loggison and Dr. Gloria, who is the president of the Leah Foundation, Leadership, Empowerment, Advocacy, and Humanitarian, but it's named after Leah Sherebu. And, well, let me share the story with you. And it really lines up with what I was saying about the church and about the church's responsibility to be engaged in these issues and why the Ukrainian church went to the Greek Orthodox Church and demanded and asked for and received the ability to separate themselves from the Russian Orthodox Church, who was supporting the genocide of the Ukrainian people. Check this out. This is the genocide in Nigeria.
Very, very excited to be bringing on to the program with me the president of the Leah Foundation, along with, of course, my executive director, my dear friend, Dee Dee Loggison. And it's just always a joy to have Dee Dee with us. We're able to do this on a monthly basis, and I'm so thrilled because I know how incredibly busy her schedule is. So I am going to ask Dee Dee if she would be so kind as to introduce the president of the Leah Foundation. Could you do that for me, Dee Dee?
Oh, it would be my joy and honor. Gloria Samdi-Poldu is the president of the Leah Foundation. She was invited by the family of Leah Sherebu, who, as many of your listeners know, is a religious prisoner of conscience. She was taken by Boko Haram in February of 2018, along with an over 100 other girls from her school. And about a month later, all of the rest of the girls were released, but the terrorists kept Leah because she refused to renounce her faith in Jesus. And so it is with my great honor to introduce to you Gloria Huldu. She advocates not only for Leah Sharibu, but for the thousands of other girls and women who are held captive in Nigeria today.
And can I just to add to that, please, folks, understand there are thousands of young ladies. This is not a Leah has become kind of the face of this, sadly. The face of this. And I love, by the way, I've been to Lagos several times. I was a guest of Bishop Okonkwo and the Redeemed Evangelical Mission. I've been to their world conference several times, ministered in the Republic of Benin. I love the Nigerian people. I did my DNA test and I found out that I'm 3% Nigerian. Is that not crazy, right? Huh? I'm telling you. So anyway, I am so touched that you are here, and I'm going to stop talking now, but I just want people to understand this is not a single person issue. This is a major issue, and you should have heard me going off last half hour, actually the last hour, about Mehmet Oz and his denial that this is even happening, that this is even taking place. I said, as a father, if he did that in my face, I would beat him until they pulled me off. And as a father who has taken on a truck at 55 miles an hour to save my daughter's life, I'm not just filling the sound with hot air. I would seriously. Okay, I'm good. Go ahead. Please. Please, Gloria, share with us what is happening and what people need to know about what's taking place in Nigeria. Oh, turn up. We're not getting your volume. Unbury your mic and turn up your volume because I want to hear every single word.
You hear me now?
Yeah, but it's very distant.
What about now?
Little better.
What about now?
Little better. That's better. That's better.
Okay, so should I go ahead?
Yes, good. Okay. That's great.
Okay. Thank you very much, Greg and Didi, for having me. It's a great pleasure to be connected here. I just want to use this opportunity to reach out to all those who have been praying along with us in Nigeria, most especially concerning the situation that the Christians are going through. And as I speak to you today, I even received a message about threats that have been given to all churches in northern Nigeria that they should stop worshiping and having their services because...
Repeat that. I want you to repeat that. Because this has to be driven home. They have been threatened that they should do what?
That we should all lock up our churches and we should not worship because they are going to start bombing churches. And we saw that 2 weeks ago, a church in Ogun State, in Owo specifically, was bombed, and so many women and children, aside men, were killed in that Catholic church. And so we have received this threat, and this morning I woke up and I got a message that this threat is real, and we need to speak and tell the world that prayers need to go up. And not just prayers, but action needs to be taken. So just like you said, thousands of women and girls are in captivity in the hands of Boko Haram, who are ISIS and ISWAP and all forms of terrorist group put together are in Boko Haram. And all of them with their forces are ensuring that they displace all Christians or stop anything Christianity, which they call Western education, because Boko Haram simply means Western education. And Western education, as far as they are concerned, is Christian education. So they want it stopped completely in Northern Nigeria. And now it's not just Northern Nigeria.
Right.
North central part and even the southern part of it. So this is the situation that we are currently in. But if you want, I can quickly tell the story of Leah, then move on.
Yes, no, I would like you to do that. I had a dear friend, his name was Levinas Anuma, Pastor Levinas Anuma. And he had, and this was in the early 2000s, he had had four churches that had been burned. Four churches that had been burned. Horrific.
Yeah, and our denominational churches, like in northern Nigeria where I come from, you know, we are talking about hundreds of churches.
A couple of years ago, it was over 900 churches had been burned to the ground in Nigeria.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process,
process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
On Pentecost Sunday, June 5th, more than 38 people were killed in Owo, Nigeria, as Gloria has said. And then just this week, some 50 people were kidnapped up in Sokoto, and another 30 were killed in Plateau State. The slaughter continues. They're pushing Christian farmers off of their lands and taking over the villages, setting up a famine in Nigeria. The situation is getting worse and worse by the year. So, but Leah, as you said, is the face of those girls and women who have been taken off into sex slavery in Nigeria. And Gloria, tell us about Leah.
Yeah, thank you very much, Debbie, for adding that. Leah Sharipu, for those that don't know, was 14 years old on February 19, 2018. And she was in her school. We call it secondary school, which is like the middle and the high school here. And she was abducted alongside 110 girls from their secondary school by Boko Haram terrorists. And they were taken into the forest where they are. And for that past 4 years, we have been advocating and trying to get the release of Leah. But the story goes like, 1 month after they were abducted, the Nigerian government negotiated for the release of the girls. And 104 girls were released. When they came, where are the other 6 girls? They said 5 girls died the day they were taken when they were going, because they were just cramped into cars, and so those 5 didn't survive. But one girl, who is Leah, and unfortunately for her, she has been left in captivity. What is the reason? They said Leah refused to renounce Christ. And so they had threatened that if she will not recite the Kalmar Shahada, which is the Islamic creed, that she will not be released. She will be left back in captivity. Her friends who convinced her and tried to tell her, just recite it. When you come back, you will do. Leah, at 14 years old, boldly and courageously said, no, I'm a Christian. I can't deny Jesus. That story blew our minds up and said, this must be God's doing, so that we will be able to have a face and a name that we will tell the world, this is what is happening to us, and that is what we are doing with the story of Leah Sharipu. So Leah Sharipu still remains in captivity. But as far as we are concerned, she's a hero to us, and she stands as the face of all the persecuted Christians in Nigeria, all the persecuted girls and women, especially girls who are denied education, which is their fundamental human right, and then girls and women who are also given the opportunity to, you know, who are not given the opportunity to choose the religion that they want to choose.
We're going to take a quick break. Folks, this is just absolutely such a critical story, and we have got to get this message out. So anyone that is watching us right now, through the ChildrenGenerationRadio.com website, please share this. We will have this audio up later this afternoon. We want you to share that as well. Gloria and Dee Dee will be back with me after this break, but we have got to get this message out, and there are individuals that need to hear this. Our senators have to hear about this. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. America is Christians' last hope, and it has to stand up. Now
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. And everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Gloria, and help me with that pronoun, Poldhu?
Poldhu.
Okay. Gloria Poldhu, live, by the way, from Nigeria. And we're talking whether she's the president of the Leah Foundation. Or not, she's not. She's not. I'm sorry. I overstated. She would be, but she's not. But she's in an undisclosed location. She's in a bunker, and we can't tell you where she is for her own protection. And Dee Dee Loggison is with us, also the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians. I've been telling folks, when they take these girls, one of the Islamic customs is they will be the wife of whoever has stolen them for that day, and then they pass them on. And they rape them repeatedly throughout the day and then pass them to the next man who rapes them repeatedly throughout. I'm telling you folks this because you have to understand how horrific this is and how angry I get at those that would deny that it's happening. Okay, I am righteously angry because I think about these young girls as if they were my own daughters, my own granddaughters, because they are. They're our daughters in the faith, and they belong to us, and we have a responsibility to share this message and to get engaged and to get involved.
Yeah, I think you saw that both Gloria and I responded emotionally to that reality that our sisters are held as slaves for life by these jihadists who believe that it is in their purview, according to their ideology, that this is okay to treat another human being like this. But it is not. We have come so close to these girls, even though many of them we've never seen. We don't know their names even or their faces, but we know the torture, the pain, the suffering that they are going through, all because they follow Jesus. And we here in the West, we cannot deny them. We cannot ignore them. And it is so difficult to speak about them into the international media and the international communities because our story is inconvenient. These are jihadists who are taking Christian girls and women and abusing them in ways that it's just unconscionable. It is horrific, and the world will not speak about it because it is an inconvenient truth. And even those who call for the Me Too movement and such, they will not stand for the girls and women of Nigeria and all over the world. 360 million Christians are heavily persecuted. They face these kinds of threats every day, and the world is not standing up for them because it's not convenient to speak about jihadism because we are called Islamophobic. But this is the reality. This is the fact on the ground. Of the 8 of the top 10 countries where it is most dangerous to be a Christian are Islamic republics. It is because of Sharia supremacy and that these women and girls are suffering.
And I don't want to catch you up, but not only just a Christian, but a woman, a female. These vocalists that are out there want to talk about women's rights. I mean, this is a big deal right now. Oh, well, the women's right to choose, the women's right to kill a baby. But folks, where are the voices about these women that are being raped repeatedly in these countries and these talk about, you know,
enslaved. This is modern day slavery.
Let me even put a perspective to it. You know, currently as I speak to you, we know that we have eyewitnesses who have come out and said, Leah has 2 children in captivity. This child was 14 years old when she was taken. And just like you described, just to give a clear picture of exactly what happened. She now has two children in captivity. Today, there is a girl that has been rescued, you know. Chibok girls were taken 8 years ago. So today, as I speak to you, one girl was rescued. She came out and she has a baby in her hand. Google it and you will see. One of the Chibok girls rescued, a Christian girl. And all the 276 girls that were taken 8 years ago by these terrorists, these are just the ones that have brought the situation to the public.
Right.
For people to see. But apart from that, we have thousands of Christian villages on a daily basis. As I speak to Didi, you remember, just last week, Algeria's village in Kaduna, southern Kaduna, again has been bombed. People have been killed, and there are reports of helicopters dropping things by these terrorists, you know, and the same women and girls taken enslaved, just like you described it. So this is
what they call this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or...
accomplished in a little prayer. Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
They say, you know, the international community and the media want to say that this is climate change and that there are tensions between Christian farmers and Muslim herdsmen. That is not the case. Categorically, that is not the case. What is happening is religious violence that is forcing Christians off their traditional lands and out of their villages. They are literally taking them over. And in Nigeria, this activity is supported top-down, bottom-up by the government of Nigeria. The Fulani herdsmen who are attacking in the middle belt of Nigeria, this is the same tribe that the president, President Muhammadu Buhari, belongs to, and throughout the entire structure, the security state, the administration, the courts are filled with Fulani Muslims and mostly nobody else. So this is a takeover.
Not to even cut you short, they can argue and say it is not religious or whatever, but go and look at the statistics of the communities that are being attacked. These are all Christian communities, and the attacks are systematic. Since 2009, they have systematically been displacing Christian communities in our hundreds. Yobe, Benue, Taraba, Plateau, Kaduna.
Over 70,000 have been killed. 3 million farmers forced from their lands. They are not given any support by the government of Nigeria. It is a horrendous situation. When it devolves, the whole world will suffer because of it.
In 2002, I was in the church of Charles Sunkonmi Obasessin in Nigeria ministering when I was introduced to Mobuotetem Akpapayo, A-K-P-A-B-I-O. And we went into the pastor's chamber, and they were in tears because they were, at the time, their families lived in northern Nigeria in 2002. And they had just received a message that their village was coming under attack. And we prayed.
You know, these villages, as you speak, Greg, up till now, virtually every day, villages are under attack. My own village in Adamawa State, just 3 days ago, was under attack. The governor of Adamawa said, Google it, you will see. He went to my village because the village were under attack. They give the different narrations of, oh, it's just an ethnic tribal, you know, clashes, skirmishes. Why can't people we've lived together for years? They're still just under tune under it.
Yeah.
And so even about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, you know, about Deborah, who was on for in our own school, it's like a university where the educated students who, you know, took stones and stoned their Christian colleague to death and burnt her down.
So it happened. We're going to run out of time. I want to give you a point of action. Number one, I need you to go. What is the best website for them to go to? Is the best website for them to go to the Leah-Foundation.org?
At the end of the day, when I stand before my...
Hang on 1 second.
I do not want him to ask me...
Hang on one second. All right, I went off the radio side for a second, but we are still recording and we are still broadcasting across... We've probably got about 50 or 60,000 people minimum watching us right now. Yeah.
Leah-foundation.org.
Okay.
Leah-foundation.org.
Okay.
Is where you'll find Dr. Gloria Poldeau and the Leah Foundation. And SaveThePersecutedChristians.org is where we have a good webinar that we filmed with Leah's mom just within the last month and a half. So please go there and watch that webinar as well and share it to all your networks, friends and family. Please share Leah's story.
Yeah, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org.
Documentations also, if they check ICON, maybe you give that. They will also get all those statistics on a daily basis.
Where's that at, Glory? I'm sorry.
ICON.help, I think.
ICONHelp.org. Yes, and that's the International Committee on Nigeria. They have been incredibly instrumental in helping Gloria and Leah's mom, Rebecca, find a voice in the international community.
All right.
We're so grateful.
So those of you that are with us and are watching right now, you can see all of these incredibly precious and beautiful faces of these children. The International Committee on Nigeria, iconhelp.org, iconhelp.org. The other website we want you to know, here it is, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. And you can find links to a lot of this other media from there. There's a great video. The Pentecostal Prayer for Persecuted Christians, by the way, is on, and you can watch that as well. Encourage you to pray along with that. And then finally, of course, Leah-foundation.org, and you can see that up on your screen. What kinds of captivity are girls in today? Apart from being in physical captivity like Leah and others, many girls are held in emotional, sexual, and religious captivity in Nigeria and around the world. Some girls are afraid to go to school because of the threat of an attack. Some women are left vulnerable after their husbands have been killed in an attack, and we deal with that in India. I know it is a huge issue there in Nigeria. Widows with children whose husbands have been murdered for their faith. Gloria, thank you. Dee Dee, thank you so very much for being with me today. Ladies, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate you being here and sharing this story. Folks, make the call now. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol switchboard. Ask for your senator. If you don't know who that is, just tell them the state you're in. They'll send you to their office and tell them, we need you to stand up for Leah.